In 1967, hordes of longheads chanted, "Make love, not war," and hurled themselves at police.
The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s.
In 1967, there was a legalized cannabis rally in Hyde Park.
Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B.
In 1967, there were huge demonstrations against the Vietnam War. In 1967, homosexual acts between consenting male adults were legalized.
Radio, Mi Amigo, from the LB80.
Now in her hair she needs a flower to wear, and in her heart she needs some loving for this girl to care.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I'm moving to the unwanted section. I'm gonna try for a new connection. One way street.
connection. All this time I've been hibernating.
Changing nights, the sky, the ocean, all the world spinning like a whirlpool, round and round, misty and so cool. I can't stop falling, I can't stop falling. My soul keep on turning, can't see straight, my heart is burning. When it stops, I hear calling in the trees, waiting for the dawn. I can't stop falling, I can't stop falling.
One of my fave raves from the day. That's Tangerine Peel. That's the B-side of that single. And although I would have heard it now-ish in September of 67, I'm afraid I didn't manage to buy it until I went to Campkins in the spring of the following year. And it was one of the singles that had been waiting for me all that time. 2 and 6 pence each, 10 for a pound. We'll play the A-side shortly. We heard, yeah, Floribunda Rose, both sides of their single. And it featured Les.
There's John Congas.
He's going to step on you again.
Yes, yes.
And the Tokoloshe
man.
Tokoloshe man. And was it Rumbling in Zaire?
Yeah, that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They originated in South Africa and then... Then they moved to London and
I fell in love with that single, Linda Loves Linda. Never found it, never brought it, never owned it. And I probably haven't heard that for a good 50 years. Yeah. And the other side, One Way Street on Piccadilly Records. Yeah. So the A side of the Tangerine Peel single on the United Artists record label, written by the Bee Gees. And we will hear their version after we've heard Tangerine Peel with Every Christian Lion-Hearted Man Will Show You.
Yes.
With some great Mellotron on it. And I think we press this one here.
Slumped. Bent has slumped.
Is thinking of something wild.
Well, the Bee Gees were so inventive when they first came along. I don't think they were so good when they opted for Barry's falsetto voice and disco.
Yeah.
No, but very inventive in the mid, early 60s, not mid, the mid-late 60s. The Bee Gees, every Christian Lion-hearted man will show you from their album called Bee Gees First, although there were some that they'd done in Australia, Rare, Precious and Beautiful. And that was their version. And before that, we played Tangerine Peel with the same tune.
Of course, with Mickey Chapman being in the band at the time, I'm not surprised he chose fellow Australians to get a thing
okay,
from.
Yeah.
Because he's Australian, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And didn't get a chance to write. Mind you, they may have written the other side, Trapped.
He did write quite a lot of their tracks. Tangerine Peel's album, that actually Mick Chapman wrote most of the tracks on it.
Yeah.
And he later left to join Nicky
Chin.
Yeah. He met him
Chin and Chap.
They had a massive success in the 70s.
They called themselves, didn't they? Yeah.
Apparently, he met him in Tramp nightclub while they were both serving as waiters in between jobs, as they say.
And you'd think it was because they already had a load of money and they were just dining out. But not to be. It was because they were actually the waiters in there.
Yes.
Well, look, we've not played any reggae rehashes for quite a while, and I know.
I'm sorry, guys. I know you're dying to listen. You're missing this, Jan, so we'll play it for you.
The Mighty Vikings, released on this day, the 15th of September 1967, and Doe, Ray, Me.
Thank you.
just love it, don't we?
Whilst the Mighty Vikings were on tour, they clearly called at that Hunstanton Club below the town hall.
In the basement.
That wasn't the ex-servicemen's club, that.
No, that was next door. It's the other one. So, like, servicemen's is the next door, isn't it?
Right. So which was the one down in the basement?
Yeah, that was the town hall. What it was, that building on top of the hill.
Yeah.
At Hunstanton.
Or
Searles, of course.
Or they could have been at the Searles Caravanners Club. The Mighty Vikings and the Sound of Music on the Island record label. Not sounding very reggae fine.
No, it's more of a rumba.
But the other side, Do Re Mi in the last hour, that was heading.
Just for you, Jan.
To a reaction.
And I was just thinking that rumba thing, that's the sort of thing our dad used to play on his keyboard. I don't think he plays it very often now, but Jan will know what I mean.
I bet Jan is thinking, oh, when will the good apples fall on my side of the fence? These are the Seekers.
I may be a rich man's daughter and have servants of my own. I can snap my fingers and I could have anything I him to our gate. Sometimes I look out my window, see lovers hand in hand walk by. Daddy doesn't know it, there are some things that money just can't buy. Oh, when will the good apples fall on my side of the fence? When will I taste the sweet fruits of life? When will the sun smile for me through grey cloudy skies above? When will I find my true, true love? When will I find
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well. We'll be right back.
Rack our brains as to what that is, a reggae rehash of. They call it Honey Pot, and it's Jackie Mittoo and the Soul Brothers on Studio One Records. It reminded me of the Marques or the Barques.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, before that, the Seekers.
Soul Vendors, Soul Dimension.
When will the good apples fall on Columbia Records? And we began with The Sound of Music. Another one. Well, it wasn't a reggae rehash,
no,
it was just a straight Hammond.
Yeah, as we said, it was the like Bucket Souls or the Social Club.
Any social club.
Any social
of
club.
The late like, 60s, mid to late 60s.
The places
60s,
my mum and dad used to go to. Like,
and mine. Yeah.
Like the Railway Club or the Posh Club in Peterborough or.
Yeah.
Baker Perkins Club or whatever, you know, there was a lot of them around, weren't there? With the Hammond organist.
It can only get better today. I'll tell you what we have got shortly. A David Bowie tune, but David didn't record, by the Slender Plenty.
Okay.
So you get your cassette recorders ready to record that one. It's what we all used to do in the past. Wasn't it, Les? And then you try to miss out.
C45 or C30, I don't know.
And then you try to miss out the babbling DJ.
Oh, and not only that, you'd get to. If it chewed up your tape, you had to get the old biro out and put it in the middle, you remember, and put it back in again.
I tell you what, the cassettes are coming back, so I guess young people now are getting used to this idea of.
Getting a biro out and putting it in the middle.
Or
cutting it, opening the case.
Oh,
and
I've done
splicing it and putting it all back in again.
Mended cassette tapes before with a bit of sellotape.
Yeah, I've done that.
Or some electrical tape. And then it goes all gooey and sticky, and then it all sticks to itself.
And then starts spewing out all in the door.
The young people today, they don't know how hard we've had it, Les.
When my child was young, she used to take the cassettes and pull the tape out. And see, so, you ended up trying to put it all back together again.
Hours of endless fun.
Yes.
The Shadows, and Tomorrow's Cancelled. you know, we're pretty certain that that is the backing track to Puppet on a String. We played a reggae rehash of it in sometime in the summer, didn't we, Les?
Yes, we have done,
yeah,
yes.
That's the Shadrocks and Go Go Special, which, yeah, I'll play for Kathy because she was closer to a go-go disco dolly than the hippie chick that I thought I was looking for at the time. The Shadrocks, and on the other side of their single, it was Countdown on the Island record label, the White Island record label, 3061. And after this, Les, we will play the singing Postman.
Oh, yes. Our dear friend and my father used to work with it at the post office, funny enough, the GPO as it was at the time, back in Grimsby.
Yeah, how did Alan Smethurst end up in Grimsby when he was clearly from Norfolk or Suffolk or...
I have no idea.
Anyway, it will be Sound Barrier, where Alan sings about when he's trying to record things, the military aircraft come along and they break the sound barrier.
That must be in North Norfolk.
As a child, I remember hearing a boom every now and then, and they would
probably
say...
Probably around the Wash or Holston or somewhere like that way.
So we're going to hear Sound Barrier and the Old North Walsham Line.
Oh, that's all right. And I'd like to dedicate this to Beverly Wilson, who loves this guy since I introduced him to her.
But first of all, we must suffer another track from the Shadrocks.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Countdown. So let's go. Ding, digga, 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 ding, digga, 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 ding, digga. We must say something about this one as well, Les, from the Shadrocks. Yeah. Countdown, it was called, but sounding very much like the backing track to 007.
Yeah, that's quite right. Shantytown 007, yeah.
Yeah, on the island, this time on the Island record label. So they got the maximum benefit from each recording. Backing tracks, put a bit of singing on, turn it round, make it into a reggae rehash. The Singing Postman.
Hey.
Some way from old Stowmarket, and miles from everywhere. There is a private studio, and I make records there. It's all as nice and peaceful, except for just one thing. No sooner do I start my song, we'll have to start again. Now that wasn't no self-binder, nor yet no motor car. That be watching aerodrome, not far from where we are. Now they got lots of lightning, and they don't have making. And every time I start to play, we'll have to start again. Now every day they practice, and every night as well. They fly all over England like bats fly out of hell. It really is a problem, I simply just can't win. Cause every time I start to play, they have to start again. They are so big and powerful, they fly so quickly too. And all that awful noise they make, I don't know what to do. I'll do that wing commander if ever I see him. Cause every time I start to play, I'll start again. We all know they'll be obsolete if there's another war. We all know they'll be obsolete like the Wellesleys was before. I think I'll buy a Bren gun, and when they next come in, I'll... and now we'll start again.
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
There's a place so dear to me, where I always long to be. You may think I'm just a fool, it was the way we went to school. While I sing these little songs, I am wishing all the time that I could sail along down the old North Walsh line, to hear the whistle as she blows, to feel the rocking to and fro, to smell the hissing of the steam, like a weird and wonderful dream. Through the country we would ride, while the silver rails would shine, and all the fields on either side, down the old North Walsham line. In a hurry, in a flurry, with your satchel in your hand, then you're waiting, anticipating, while the old train ride began. And all the signals in the sky would show a welcome sign, and you know they never used to lie down the old North Walsham line. Now and then I'll think of you, and all the things we used to do. And when your memory starts to yearn, I hope you'll think of me in turn, and save an empty there for me, all you old time pals of mine. Just like the time that used to be, down the old North Walton Line.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Has he got a light?
Has he got a light?
We heard The Singing Postman and Sound Barrier, right, followed by Old North Walsham Line on Parlophone Records. And that was The Slender Plenty. That was the B-side. I've Lost a Friend and Found a Lover on Polydor Records. And the A-side is written by one Mr. Bowie.
Bowie, yeah.
Yeah.
Silver Treetop School for Boys.
Never recorded by him, apparently.
Although it did say the first recording was by the Riot Squad, of which he was a member.
He was a member. But
so maybe, well, he did record it, but was in...
But he didn't... But apparently there's no demo recording with his voice singing the song. So let us see what we think of The Slender Plenty with The Silver Tree Top School for Boys on Polydor Records, written by Mr. Bowie.
Town in which I live, Petunia Green, here's the shop and here's the man who sold me laces for my shoes. There is Mr. Marcus Bowles, this age man. Here's the battle that I won, the silver treat of school for boys. Yeah, 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 yeah. Early days were good as gold. An apple here, an apple there, and everywhere. A yes, sir, no, sir. They made me roll the cricket pitch once a day. I've never been so happy than the silver treetop school for boys. Yeah, 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 yeah. The moment the team was leaving small, piles across the wind that blows some blades in the pipe of Mr. Marcus Bowles. This man the teacher fell upon the cricket field, smiling, laughing, rolling about the silver treetop school for boys. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey there,
staff room. He calls in the canteen. Hey, come and look at what I found. 1,000 boys and masters sitting on the cricket ground. A silver teacup school for boys. La la la. Swing from a tree. Mr. Brown, the physics man, is off his head. And everyone just loves the grass of silver treetop school for boys. Yeah, 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 yeah. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la.
You're a holiday, such a holiday. Ooh, you're a holiday, such a holiday. It's something I think's worthwhile if the puppet makes you smile. If not, then you're throwing stones, throwing stones, throwing stones. Ooh, it's a funny game. Don't believe that it's all the same. Can't think what I've just said. Put the soft pillow on my head. If millions of eyes can see, yet why am I so blind? If there's someone else with me, it's unkind, it's unkind. Dee 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 dee. Why am I so blind? When there's someone else with me, it's unkind, it's unkind. Ooh, you're a holiday, every day, such a holiday. Now it's my turn to say, and I say, you're a holiday. It's something I think's worthwhile if the puppet makes you smile. If not, then you're throwing stones, throwing stones, throwing stones. Dee 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 dee.
As we listened to that holiday from Oscar, it became apparent that it sounded like a Bee Gees tune.
Yes,
and indeed, Holiday was. That's on the Reaction record label, that blue label, later a turquoise label. But who used to be on? Yes. I remember, I certainly remember Substitute being on that label. Yeah, Oscar, also known as Paul Nicholas.
His actual name, Paul Oscar Buislink. So that was his middle name.
Oh, okay.